And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Keir Starmer's center-left Labour Party won a landslide victory in Thursday's election. How might Britain's role in the world change under Prime Minister Starmer? Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Analysts say Britain is unlikely to see dramatic changes in foreign policy under Prime Minister Starmer.
Keir Starmer's Labour government will continue to back Ukraine against Russia very strongly. We'll try and maintain the special relationship with the United States of America, although that will get a little bit more difficult if President Trump is re-elected.
Starmer's first foreign visit will likely be to next week's NATO summit in Washington.
I know that he's a strong supporter of NATO.
But there are defence challenges at home.
They want to take defence spending up to 2.5% of GDP when economic circumstances allow.
But Labour warned Friday there isn't a huge amount of money to spend. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
President Joe Biden is pushing back against calls to drop his re-election bid after last week's disastrous debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Can't say it's my best performance.
But the president says he will not let 90 minutes wipe out 3.5 years of work.
They're trying to push me out of the race. No! Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm staying in the race.
The president was in battleground Wisconsin, part of a campaign blitz to show he's up to the job as questions about his fitness for another term loom. He was minutes away from sitting for a network TV interview.
We're expecting millions of Americans are going to watch.
The White House and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre raised the stakes as more Democrats called for the president to end his bid. Many are split over whether he should stay or go. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories,